Take these words, that they would speak to us, and we pray that you would open our hearts and our minds so that we learn something new of you. Amen. What will you be doing on Thursday morning? You might be with family, celebrating with presents and lots of food. You might be here in church or visiting another. Or maybe you've already done your Christmas get-togethers and you'll be on your own. I wonder if you have any traditions that maybe not everybody else has. So for me, when I was growing up, my nan used to come over every Christmas day. And she would bring with her a metal biscuit tin with freshly made sausage rolls and mince pies. And they were delicious, and that's what we'd have for our breakfast. And to me, that was just normal. And I tried to carry on that tradition, but my children just told me they'd rather have cereal. So Christmas cards and presents are normal to us in the West, but this isn't the case for all the world. If you've read the blog, you'll have seen that in other countries, including Ethiopia, they don't decorate their homes, they don't give cards or gifts, but they do go to church at 3 a.m. to celebrate the birth of Jesus. And then they have a simple meal together with their family or in community. Often, when we concentrate on nativity stories, like in Luke and Matthew, but today we're going to look at Isaiah. Isaiah was a prophet, and a couple of facts you might not know. He had a wife called Prophetess, and they had two sons who had prophetic names. Now, a prophet is someone who's sent by God to take God's word to God's people. Now, in the Old Testament, prophets told people to turn away from their wrongdoing and to turn back to God. Every time they turned back to God, the people lost their way again and again. And so the prophets kept coming back, and it was this cycle. And then the people would come back to God and then turn away again. The name Isaiah means salvation of the Lord, and the book Isaiah is on salvation. Salvation is how we are saved through faith. So, what was the answer to people turning away from God? It was for someone to come once and for all to save humankind from their wrongdoing. Now, Isaiah lived roughly 700 years before the birth of Christ. But God sent him through prophecy so that the people knew that he was coming. The people lived in a land of darkness. That means evil. God was shining light on them, and a child was going to be born from them. This was God's own son, and he was going to rule over his people, but not yet. The words wonderful, counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father might be familiar to us through music. Jesus was going to be wonderful. He performed miracles and taught in parables. He is counselor. He would have the wisdom to rule justly. He is the mighty God with the power to put wise plans into place. He's everlasting Father. He would be the Father to us for eternity. And if we look at Luke, he's called Son of God, Great, Son of the Most High, Holy, Saviour, Messiah, which means God with us, and Lord, and so many magnificent names. So to explain a bit more, 700 years before Jesus was born, Isaiah prophesied that this would happen. But not only that, but that he would live and rule forever. This points to our future. We can live for eternity because Jesus was born on earth, not like a king in a palace or a castle, but in a stable and placed in a manger. He lived a lowly life with sinners and tax collectors, but did great things. He died on the cross to save us from our sin. This is called salvation. We do not deserve it. We cannot work for it or pay for it. God sent his only son to die for us and save us. This prophecy also points to the future, when one day Christ will return and we will live with him in peace forever and ever. Jesus being born at Christmas is a message of hope. The world is a tough place right now, but our hope is in Christ. Does our hope look complete? Is it crushed, or maybe it's broken? Something that struck me was the words of Mary. Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. This speaks of faith. Faith to trust in God, even though we cannot see him. But the faith to trust that he loves us no matter what we have done. We can come to him as our Lord and Saviour. Let's remember this Christmas that Jesus is the light shining in the darkness. Our hope is in Jesus, our Lord and Saviour.